Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, has faced hours of hostile questioning from Democrats on the second day of her confirmation hearings in the U.S. Senate. Lebo DiSecco is in Washington.
The Democrats really kept pushing the same questions about abortion, about the Affordable Care Act, also a couple of questions about what Judge Coney Barrett might do if she was on the Supreme Court and she was asked about postponing the election. Now, she kept saying that she was not going to give any idea what she might do with cases that might come up in front of her. Democrats must have known that she was going to say this. So my sense is that they really wanted to show Americans, look, this is what she won't answer. This is the kind of thing that we are worried about.
Countries across Europe are tightening coronavirus restrictions following a sharp rise in cases across the continent. A new three-tier system has come into force in England, which divides the country into medium, high, and very high-risk areas. The Czech Republic is closing schools, bars, and clubs for 3 weeks. The Netherlands has announced a partial lockdown for the next 4 weeks and made wearing a mask compulsory in public indoor spaces. Anna Holligan is in The Hague.
From Wednesday at 10 p.m, bars and restaurants right across the country will be closed for at least 4 weeks. After a fortnight, the Dutch government will look at the impact of these latest measures to determine whether or not they need to go even further. The Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said that there wouldn't be any changes at all to education because it was considered too important. In terms of public transport, people are being asked to make essential journeys only. People who can work from home are being asked to do so.
The World Bank says it has approved funding of $12 billion for developing countries to buy and distribute coronavirus vaccines, tests and treatments. It said the money was aimed at supporting the vaccination of 1 billion people. Twitter has suspended a number of fake accounts which purported to be run by black supporters of Donald Trump. They are thought to have attracted more than 250,000 retweets or mentions on Twitter before they were suspended. Italian police say a 39-year-old woman has been arrested in Milan in connection with the Vatican's latest financial scandal. Cecilia Monogna worked for Cardinal Angelo Becciu, a senior Vatican official who was fired last month and accused of embezzlement and nepotism, allegations he denies. Ms. Monogna said she had been paid more than $500,000 by the Cardinal to work as an international mediator for the Roman Catholic Church. Commemorations have been held in Chile on the 10th anniversary of the dramatic rescue of 33 miners from a collapsed copper mine. The miners were trapped 700 metres below ground for 69 days. The miners' leader, Luis Urresua, praised President Sebastián Piñera for the rescue operation. World News from the BBC.